Okay, well, with that, I'm going to hand it over to my other half because I know Mick's very excited to share a lot of information with you this evening, specifically about the Tower Garden. So, Mick, over to you.
Thank you, and thanks for calling me your other half because you are my better half.
I was tempted.
but you don't need to. This is Team Eagle's Monday night call. Welcome to everyone. Normally, this would be our leadership call, but with apologies to our leadership, I bumped that in favor of this call devoted to the Tower Garden because, and here's where I tell you what I expect to happen tomorrow and just hope and pray that it does. Otherwise, you'll be calling me saying, well, it didn't happen, did it? Anyway, I have it on very good authority. I am 95%+ certain that tomorrow we will have an announcement. It'll be emailed to us that the Tower Garden is available for custom orders starting tomorrow. That means we will be able to place our customers' orders about 2 weeks earlier than anticipated. So you might be wondering why. Well, the reasons are simple. There are basically two of them. The first is that NSA, the company behind Juice Plus and the Tower Garden, is ready. And that's very good news. Not very often does a company get ready for something as major as a Tower Garden announcement and launch 2 weeks early, but they are ready. And secondly, there is a tremendous pent-up demand for the Tower Garden, which is credit to all of us who've been sowing seeds with pretty much everyone. And I'm going to ask a few of you to comment on the results of your seed sowing in a few minutes. But for now, that's the reason for this, our call tonight. And I wanted you all to be ready so that even before you see or read or hear about the announced launch of the official launch of the Tower Garden 2 weeks early, you can be thinking about, okay, who haven't I told yet about the Tower Garden? Who do I need to tell that they can now place an order? How many of those people who have been telling me, yes, I want it, please, as soon as possible, will you be calling tomorrow to say, good news, we can take your order as of today? So all those things, I hope, will be going through your minds, and you'll be sitting there with a pen in hand, not just writing notes from this call, but writing down the names of those people you need to contact tomorrow once we have the official announcement. So that's the reason for tonight's call. The next thing I want to do is, and you don't have to be at the computer to look at this, but if you are sitting at your computer, it will really help for you to bring up the Tower Garden page at teamjp.net, our team website. Once again, that's www.teamjp.net, N-E-T. And the second link down on the left-hand side under Latest News is Tower Garden by Juice Plus. So if you click on that link, you'll come to the page which has a wealth of resources. I've been adding new stuff to this page over the last several months, but especially the last several days. And so I want to go through this during this call and then at various stages ask some of you to make comments and to add from your own experience. But I've separated the links into five or six different sections. So if you scroll down the page, you'll see those rep resources. Rep means Juice Plus rep, Juice Plus distributor resources, promotional resources, videos, training calls. Okay, that only one training is necessary. I'll correct that. And then Tower Garden Party sample invitations and Tower Garden PVC, which tells you basically what you will be making as you sign up customers for the Tower Garden. So coming back to the top section, rep resources, over on the right-hand side there, if you haven't seen this, this is straight from the towergarden.com official website, and it's really cool. If you just click on the picture, you'll see just how fast Tower Garden produce grows. Week one, week two, week three, week four. Now, that's probably the best case scenario, I would have to say, because our Tower Garden is not growing that fast. But then We are struggling with some challenges, not least of which is that we are at 7,000 feet. It snowed this morning, so our tower garden is not outdoors, and that is a limiting factor right there. But anyway, that video is certainly representative of what some of you are experiencing if you live in places like Arizona and Texas and Florida. Come back to that in a moment. So the Tower Garden website, towergarden.com, if you click on that, that will open up the official website, and it is a stellar website. It will be worth your while to go through this and look and click on every single link at this website. We're not going to do that now, but that will be worth it just to see how much information is there. And by the way, one little side comment. There has never been a product launch, I would say, other than products launched by Apple Inc., by Steve Jobs in the past. But apart from those, there's never been a product launch that has had so much information available about the product and so much buzz in the news about a product as the Tower Garden by Juice Plus. And that's pretty significant. So going back to our Tower Garden page at Team JP, the second link there is the webinar introduction to the Tower Garden. That's a very nice, very basic overview of the Tower Garden intended for Juice Plus reps. The third link is the Tower Garden kit description. That's there because some people have said, well, exactly what's included in the Tower Garden when I order one? And that page, that PDF document, shows you exactly what we get when we or our customer orders it. The fourth link is the order form. This order form, you can use it yourself as a Juice Plus rep to order your own if you haven't done so already. And I would have to say, if you haven't ordered one yet, why not? I don't expect answers, but that's a rhetorical question. Why wouldn't you? It's a no-brainer. That order form can also be used, of course, as from tomorrow, hopefully, for placing an order for a customer. Then after that is the order form for use where you have a customer in Canada. And yes, the frozen north will love the Tower Garden, whether it's Canada or other places like that, frozen north. Next link down is the auxiliary products price list. This gives you a list, the retail price of each product and the freight of most of the accessories that you can also order with the Tower Garden. Next down is for those of you who, like me, are familiar with Microsoft Excel spreadsheet software. That can be useful if you want to calculate very easily what the cost to a customer will be, especially if you know the sales tax that is applicable where they live. And I don't want to go into that anymore. If you know Excel, you'll say, well done, Mick. If you don't, you'll say, what? That's okay. Next link is the Tower Garden Customer Care Hotline. So that phone number is available for you and your customers to call should you need any additional questions answered from the company themselves, from NSA itself. Next, the Tower Garden Growing Guide. This is the guide that, this is the digital version of the guide that comes with the Tower Garden itself. Those of you who have received your Tower Garden, you'll recognize this. And obviously, it's useful to have this available online so that anyone who says, well, what am I going to get with this? You can say, well, here's one thing you get. This is this wonderful growing guide. And it really is a marvelously professional, comprehensive document for everyone who wants to use their Tower Garden. Next is something which isn't in the growing guide. This is a page showing how to start your seedlings. There is good information in the starter guide, but it's a little short of information, so that's a better source. And that, together with the next item, which is converting garden seedlings. So if you buy, for instance, we're waiting on a shipment of strawberry plants. You don't plant strawberries from seeds, so you have to have a plant, a seedling. And when ours arrive, this is the guide we'll be using to convert those into Tower Garden ready. By the way, this information, the how to convert seedlings and also how to plant seeds, will be available in more detail in the Resource Center at towergarden.com. And that Resource Center is accessible to anyone who has the login and password. Those will be given to us as Juice Plus reps and our customers hopefully from tomorrow. That will be a wonderful resource, by the way, the resource center at towergarden.com. Tremendous amount of information. We and our customers will be able to ask questions via the blog, read blog questions and answers. It'll be a fabulous, fabulous resource because there is already a wealth of information and knowledge out there about the Tower Garden. Last but one item under this list is the grow light source, and a number of us have acquired grow lights from different sources. This is a particular kit including four grow lights together with other useful little bits and pieces like ties, which is designed specifically for the Tower Garden. And for only $133 for four 48-inch bulbs and grow lights, that's a tremendously low, affordable price. And just a quick comment on why you would need grow lights. Well, we've been working with grow lights now for about a month, bringing ours on indoors. And here in Colorado, that's the best way to extend your growing season. And we're hoping that we are become so expert at using grow lights that when it comes to next November, December, when normally nothing grows in Colorado, we'll still be growing our Tower Garden produce right through the winter. And then lastly, a little item which I picked up from a friend, the Tower Garden log. This is where you can log your activities with your Tower Garden and especially keep a note of the pH level of the water in your Tower Garden. So those are the items under rep resources, and let me stop here and ask if questions on what I've covered so far.
Yes, Mick, this is Janet. Will we still be ordering, by fax for the time being?
Good question, Janet, and I hope not. I'm hoping that with the announcement tomorrow comes, at least three things, that we should be able to place orders through our virtual office. I anticipate that. I hope that's going to be true tomorrow by the end of business. I hope that we will have a link from our JuicePlus websites, personal JuicePlus websites, to the TowerGarden.com website so that our customers will be able to order at the store at the Tower Garden website. And thirdly, I've been told that this is coming, and whether it is with us tomorrow or whether it will be launched at the Phoenix conference in 10 days, I'm not sure, but we will also have personalized towergarden.com websites. So I'm hoping that we will have, for instance, for us, the Daily Family, dailytowergarden.com. Now, that's my guess. Don't hold me to that, but that's what I'm anticipating. So I'm hoping that we can say goodbye once and for all to using faxes, but not tomorrow.
Yeah.
I hope that answers your question,
so,
Janet.
So you're saying that if people go to towergarden.com and they order there, will there be a way for us to ensure that it's our order?
That's what I'm anticipating, yes.
Okay.
But I've already given you more information than perhaps I should. I probably should have said, let's wait for tomorrow.
Okay.
So let me say that. Let's wait for tomorrow and see exactly how this all pans out.
Okay.
But the backup is to take your order from your customer, enter it on the order form, and fax it in.
Okay, good.
Okie dokie.
Yep, perfect. And then at the bottom of the promo, I did a festival this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, with Garth, and we had the Tower Garden up, and we used a pamphlet that you sent us, a promo pamphlet. At the bottom, it had introductory special payment plan. Is there a particular one that's going to be different from what they normally have?
No. Okay. That's sales lingo for, hey, this is really cool.
Okay. Right now.
pay attention.
Okay, that's perfect, thanks.
I stole that from someone else. That, you know, being an old IBM engineer, that's not what normally comes out of my mouth, but I looked at that and thought, oh, that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Any other questions before I move on to promotional resources?
Yes, Mick, this is Sandy.
Yeah.
Alaska, is that still not included?
No, Alaska not. I'm hoping that will all change by the time we get to Phoenix. But right now, Alaska and Hawaii are out in the cold.
Right. Okay.
Regarding the Tower Garden. I think it's an issue over shipping. but I'm not sure exactly. But I know they're working on it, and we can be very sure they will fix the problem in short order.
Okay.
Any other questions on what I've covered so far? And, you know, obviously there are lots of questions that you will have about details like, okay, how many seeds do we put in the hole in the rock wall cube? That's covered in the instructions. Questions like, well, what if I get bugs, nasty little bugs, destroying my seedlings or my plants in the tower garden? Well, yep, that's also covered in one of the conference call training calls I'm going to point you at in a moment. And we're very happy to answer lots of those questions, but I do want to get through these resource links so you know what's there, so that you will feel, first of all, comfortable and confident that pretty much everything you can think of and anyone else can think of is covered, I hope. And if it's not, then let me know and it will be covered. Let me run through the rest of these very quickly. The next section is promotional resources. And obviously, since this audience that we're speaking to, we are all in the business of Juice Plus and now Tower Garden. These are resources that we can use, and some of us have been using them already and should be using to promote the product, whether it's one-on-one or in a trade show, health fair, expo kind of scenario. Now, the first of those is applicable to all of us, whether we are exhibitors of any kind or not. And if you click on that, that's a page which is there so that you can literally, rather than send someone to the expansive, wonderful towergarden.com, you can send someone to teamjp.net/towergarden, just copy that link into an email. And people can see a nice little short overview of what the Tower Garden is. They can see that week 1, 2, 3, 4 growth cycle, very impressive. And then they can also see and click on each of those four videos, the introductory video, the ABC News video, which is my absolute favorite, the Manhattan restaurant that is growing all its produce for its 80-seat restaurant right there on the roof of the building in Manhattan. The third one is the Tower Garden at a preschool. I love that one too, because to see the way the kids just take to the whole concept of the Tower Garden and helping to put it together and planting the produce and then harvesting it, I mean, that really sparks your imagination as to what's possible and what is going to make a huge difference for parents with kids, where it's well proven, Journal of Pediatrics, quote, right under those videos there, children who participate in gardening activities are more interested in eating fruits and vegetables. That's huge. We know that from our own experience, and that's going to make a big, big difference for those parents who are desperate to find a way to get their kids to eat more vegetables in particular. Then the fourth video is of the Tower Gardens in use at Chicago O'Hare Airport, where they're growing enough produce to provide vegetables and salads and so on to something like 25 restaurants throughout Chicago O'Hare. So that's a nice little introductory page which you can direct your prospects to. And then, as Janet mentioned, the second one is a promo sheet. That's quite useful. Ask about our introductory special payment plan. You can add your own contact information at the bottom of that one. Then a promo flyer, which is similar, two pages, lots more information. Pick and choose what you can use, as we like to say. Fourthly, a sign which I put together, which we've already used at an expo. I worked with some of our team at an expo for fitness professionals, aerobics instructors, personal trainers, and we used this to introduce people to Tower Garden. We had nothing else, but we got tremendous interest just from showing people that one sign. I printed it on glossy photo quality paper, stuck it inside a transparent sheet protector, and that works really, really well. Then the next item is a banner. Now, I've been working on that today. I just created this image and used it to order an 8-foot banner from Vistaprint, because in about 6 weeks, we'll be exhibiting at an expo in Colorado Springs. So when you do an expo, it's nice to have a big, impressive banner, and this one will be 8 foot long, very impressive. The links there, there are two versions. There's the 6 foot banner and an 8 foot banner. We ordered the 8 foot, but a 6 foot banner is perfect to put across the front of a table when you are exhibiting. So the next item is Tim Blank and the history of his technology. That's fascinating. You can use that to give people more background on the Tower Garden. More on Tim Blank, the originator of the technology. And then there's a very impressive slideshow at Flickr.com, lots and lots of Tower Garden photos. And again, the more of those photos people look at, the more their imagination is sparked as to what's possible. A page on how the Tower Garden works. For the more technical of us, like me, as an old IBM engineer, need to know how it works. It's really very simple technology, but the most impressive of the technology is actually pretty much invisible. It's what's in the Tower Tonic, which took Tim Blank and his people years and years to perfect, and that is part of the miracle of this technology. And then lastly, a display of photos from Chicago O'Hare Airport. So those are the promotional resources, together with the videos, which are in that next section below. And Sandy, I'd like to ask you, Sandy Guest in Dallas and Garland, if you would tell us just very, very briefly, in about 60 seconds, your experience of exhibiting the Tower Garden at the Self-Reliance Expo in February.
Sure. It was incredible, the amount of interest that there was. We probably got about 149 leads from the expo.
2 days?
In 2 days.
Wow.
I had just gotten my two Tower Gardens, and I sold one. A woman walked up, and she said, I want one of those. I want to give you a deposit because I don't want you to sell it. She paid cash for it. She paid full-blown cash for it.
Wow.
And got a new distributor also
fantastic.
From the expo. So it's, just an incredible amount of interest. These were people who were, looking at Self-Reliance, and so obviously, with a lot of them were gardeners themselves, but a lot of interest. We were blown away about how much interest there was.
And you and Mary Jo were very creative because you'd only just received your Tower Garden, so it wasn't growing.
Right. Well, I bought produce at the grocery store and stuck it in the, put it in the pods, in the cups, so that you could see what it did, see how it grew. Obviously, we didn't have the water and we didn't have it hooked up, but we had all the items spread on the table so, they could get a good look at the nutrient. The packaging and everything, so it was all there.
Fantastic. Well done, Sandy. That, when you told me what you'd done, you showed me the pictures, I was so impressed. Great initiative there, there.
And we also had the Juice Plus, products and the banner, there too. So we were talking about both, but the focus was on the Tower Garden at this particular expo.
That's right. And by the way, you produced your own banner, a smaller version, more sort of table side version, which you can put on an easel, which also worked really, really well.
Yeah,
and I haven't had time.
We didn't have time for anything. I just went to Staples. I found out about it on a Friday of the week before the expo, and I called and I said, "Do you have any space left?" They had two tables left, and so I just made the decision to do it. Called Mary Jo. I said, "You want to do this with me?" So it was very spur of the moment. Staples did a great job. Fortunately, they had a sale on some of their enlargements and on the foam board. So everything was on the foam board, and I didn't spend a lot of money, making those up, but it worked.
It worked well. And by the way, the banners that I have just ordered from Vista Print, the 6 foot banner comes out to about $60. And the 8 foot about $80. So they're really, very reasonable for what they are. Yeah. Vistaprint's great. Okay, anyone else got any comments on promoting the Tower Garden? what success you're having. By the way, our son Kevin, I'm proud of him, he delivered his first customer Tower Garden today. He ordered it on his own number, delivered it to a client. They completed a major remodel for the client's home here a few months ago. He told the client about it. She said, get me one. So he did, and so he delivered it, and he's probably made $90 to $100 profit on that as a sales coordinator, so he's happy.
I keep sort of a little bit running into a stumbling block when I tell them the price. How is anybody actually handling that question in a very sort of, you know, roll off the tongue way?
Well, when you tell them the price, what do you say?
Well, what I've been saying is it's very easy. You just pay $100 down and about $45 a month for a year.
And they don't like that price?
Haven't done, no.
Wow, interesting. Sandy, what was your experience at the Self-Reliance Expo when you told people the price?
I don't remember that anybody, maybe just a few of them said, you know, oh, that's too much money. I mean, because we would just say, at that point, I'm not even sure if I knew what the installment plan was going to be.
So, no, that's a good point.
You know, so I just said.
You're just saying $4.99 plus shipping then.
I would say it comes out to about $600, including the shipping and tax.
Okay.
That was my price point. And I said, you know, we were going to have an installment plan, but I'm not even sure what that is because it doesn't even go on sale until April. But we're just, you know, introducing it. And I have this one here. And I told you the one woman, she just said, she gave me $200 deposit. And I delivered it the next week and she paid me the rest in cash. So,
wow.
You know, I think it's just who you run into. Again, it's like Juice Plus. Capsules, you know, some people, you know, $41.75 a month is too much, but the right person is going to say, you know, let me have it.
One way that will help everyone on this call and everyone listening to the recording of the call is to listen to the audio, the training calls in that next section below videos, the training calls, the first two, tips and training. Because on one or both of those, you will hear the experience of who had Tower Gardens last summer talk about how much they typically spend on produce, vegetables, salads, and so on, and how much they were able to save because they were growing that produce in abundance in their Tower Garden. So, you know, the bottom line answer, Rachel, is people will save money.
Oh, I mean, that I am saving what I was spending. I mean, I spend about $10 a month, $10 a week at least on greens, and I'm harvesting at least that much already in just a few short weeks. I mean, I think it's worth every single cent, and I don't think it's expensive at all, and I've got two of them. But I was just wondering how people were like, conveying that to other people. I keep showing everybody my photos and I'm all like excited and, you know, even pictures of my actual salads I'm eating because it tastes amazing. But it just seems people...
Now, there's a difference between showing people photos and showing people the real thing. So have people who've come over and actually seen your Tower Garden reacted the same way?
They think it's really, really cool, but I can't say that anybody's actually said I want one.
Oh, okay. Well, I can only believe that'll change because, as I said, there is tremendous pent-up demand. We have somebody waiting to order two, and they're going to order two as soon as we get the go-ahead, hopefully tomorrow. But
I just think it would be really good if people right off the bat feel very comfortable when they're expressing that to people.
Yeah.
Because we're going to start getting questions from tomorrow on, and I think just sharing an experience that works would be really, really good because we don't want people...
Right. So,
I think your response is really good, Rachel. I would tweak it a little by turning it around and saying, well, it's about $45 a month for a year. Your first payment's going to be more than that because they're going to add the shipping. I don't think I would start off with $100 because that might frighten a few people off.
Okay.
And then just like Juice Plus, depending on the response, You know, as Mick's saying, that there will be some standard replies whereby, wow, you know, it's amazing. And the other thing I would say is that, and of course, after 12 months, you own it. So it's paid for, and it truly pays for itself.
Yeah.
And as time goes on, you can say, you know, I know it's saving me money because, as you said, you're spending $10 a week on greens, and now, you know, you're not spending the same money, not to mention the quality. And
I'm not spending anything anymore. I mean,
it is
amazing. I mean, I'm absolutely, like, I was another one, and I've already got two. You know, I mean,
So, Rachel, just very briefly, tell us what your experience has been. When did you first plant your seeds, and what are you harvesting now?
Can you remember when they first shipped them to us after from the conference? I guess I got it like the middle of April. I mean, February, the 15th.
February. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I am harvesting every day one or two bowlfuls of charred arugula, red leaf lettuce, gourmet lettuce, and spinach. And I've got some chives I've started picking. And I'm also harvesting leaves from Brussels sprouts and red cabbage that I'm juicing.
And brilliant.
Amazing. It tastes so good. It's huge. I mean, when I pick from it and you still can't even tell I was there, you know, there's still plenty left.
You need to stop because you're making me feel as though I want to go back and live in Texas again. Okay, we're running out of time very quickly, but I want to ask Laura Hines. Laura, if you're willing. Laura is one of those people who, when she heard about it, she said, I want one. She didn't really want to be a distributor, but she said, I want one. And I said, well, the only way you can get one now is to sign up as a distributor. You don't have to work the business, but if you want it that badly, then that's the way. And so she did. Laura, would you tell us why?
I have been fascinated with hydroponics since Ron and I went to Epcot Center quite a few years ago. I just think it's an amazing technology and never even dreamed that I'd be able to do it in my house. And so I happened just coincidentally to mention to Mick at a dinner party that was my goal for the winter time, was to try to research hydroponics to see if there was any way that I could bring it in-house. In Colorado, our growing season is just quite short. Mick lives at 7,000 feet. We're at almost 6,400. And I put a lot of effort into a garden, and then we'd have an early frost or a late snow in June, and there went probably several weeks' worth of effort. And Mick just happened to announce that Juice Plus had bought the Tower Garden and sent me the links, and I think, Mick, what was it, 24 hours later, I was begging to buy one?
Yep.
<like that. laughs> And it has been just amazing, and most likely I can apologize for our clock that is chiming at the moment. You know, I have talked to several people that are very interested in it, and they want to see ours because of the challenges of growing in Colorado. And I can see probably in the future, if this one goes as well as we hope, we might even get a second one. So
that's awesome. And you sent us a picture today, and yours is coming along quite nicely, considering it's growing indoors and you're using grow lights. And the other exciting thing is that Ron, love him, IT guy like me, he's investigating solar power to power your pump and your heater, right?
Right. That's another desire of ours, is we would love to be able to first automate this thing as much as possible and reduce the running costs to virtually zero. And so Ron's been interested in just getting the portable solar panel for our camping experiences. And it looks like it's going to be applicable, you know, for the Tower Garden as well. And so that's the next step, is that we'll probably get something that will allow us to charge a battery to run during the time frame when the solar panel isn't being charged directly.
Mm-hmm. Well, with your permission, with your permission, we'd love to tap into the results of that research and share it with everybody else.
At me, certainly.
Thank you. Okay, Laura, thanks so much. Glad you guys are on the call. Thanks to everybody else. Now, let me just complete the picture. As I mentioned just now, under training calls, there are two calls from our dear friends Nancy and Jerry Kroper and their organization. And those training tips and training calls and some other calls down there are very, very useful. So if you really want to learn more from other people's experience, including some great tips on how to transport a living tower garden, that is a tower garden with growing plants in it, to use at an expo or a trade show or a health fair. There's some great, great advice there. And we will probably have some experience of our own when we transport ours in about 6 weeks down to Colorado Springs. Hopefully everybody, the plants and we, survive that experience. Last but by no means least, Janet Taylor, Janet and Garth from Weatherford, Texas, on this call, held their first tower garden party. I love it. I love it. Janet, it was a great success, wasn't it?
It was fabulous. You know, we didn't have too many people coming through, but everyone who came through, I mean, I had the Juice Plus out on the counter. They all waltzed past and pressed their noses against the window and said, "Where's the tower garden?" Everybody went out. I mean, the plants were really tiny at the time, but everybody was fascinated, and they were all wanting to know if they could come back the next week to see how much bigger. And I actually had a problem with a pH that I didn't even realize I hadn't retested, and I found that it had gone down into alkaline base because of the lime in our water. And I put in quite a lot of tower garden tonic, which is the acidifier. I didn't even think about that before, but that what brings it back into the acid side, about 5.5. And literally within 2 days of putting it in, the plants have about doubled in size. So I did something very wrong before, and I learned my lesson, and the plants are looking absolutely amazing. So I'm going to have another one probably either this coming Sunday or during the week as well.
So yours have been a tower garden open house, right?
Yes, it was.
Wonderful. So anyway, just briefly, there are 5 invitations that you can pull up and use there if you want to also have your own tower garden open house. But of course, the prerequisite to that is that you need to have your own tower garden and be growing your own tower garden produce. Those of us who are will find this is the ultimate in show and tell products, as Janet and others were just saying. It's remarkable. So we're a little over time. I apologize for that, but I hope you found this useful. There are tremendous resources available. Your questions will be answered. I'm going to call this call to a halt now, but I and others will stay on the call afterwards so that any questions you have, fire them at us. We will answer them or we'll get you answers. But for now, I would say wait with bated breath for tomorrow's announcement and be ready to be calling people with the good news. Yes, you can order your tower garden now because we have people waiting. And for the last comment I'll make is that we're looking forward so much to seeing many of you in Phoenix next week. It's going to be amazing. Most of Friday will be devoted to the tower garden. Tim Blank himself will be there. Other experts will be there. And, of course, there'll be experts on Juice Plus, including Dr. Lovell Jones, who was the lead researcher on the MD Anderson ovarian cancer study of Juice Plus that was published just a few weeks ago. So it's going to be an exciting time in Phoenix. We look forward to seeing many of you there. Even though the deadline for buying your ticket, your conference ticket, $100, is passed, don't let that deter you. If you want to make a last-minute decision to come to Phoenix, you will not regret it. So have a great Juice Plus week. Talk to you soon. Take care. God bless. And sow those seeds. Sow those seeds for a big, abundant harvest. Bye for now. Okay, so everybody who's wanting to stay on and ask questions, I am here for you, and I'm sure there will be others who will be willing to share their experience and wisdom.
I would just like to ask about nurseries. Has anybody been to nurseries, and what's the incentive there? Is also to become a distributor first?
Yes.
What have people been saying to nurseries?
Yes, I can tell you that I haven't yet, although I plan to, but Kurt Beavers and others in our leadership, they have been to nurseries. They've had some really, really good success. And, you know, Janet, it makes sense, doesn't it? Because if a nursery becomes a distributor, and that's the way that it works, the nursery becomes a distributor,
all right,
the nursery has one or more tower gardens in which they are growing produce.
Right.
And so their regular customers and clients are coming through, seeing the tower garden and saying, wow, tell me about that. And the people there will tell them, well, that's it, you can have it, and that's what it costs, and we can order one for you.
Okay. So they don't order inventory. It's, again, it's doing the normal thing. They order dropship.
Exactly. Just the same as if a small independently owned pharmacy or health food store or supplement store, they must be independently owned, not a chain.
Yes.
If they want to carry Juice Plus, they will become a distributor and they will set up a display of Juice Plus in the store, and they will do exactly what any Juice Plus distributor or rep does, which is explain what Juice Plus is, explain how it works, explain how to get it, and speak from their own experience. That's why we will never see Juice Plus in a chain, because the chain will never have that personal touch, that personal experience to be able to speak from.
Okay, and then do we know at this stage exactly how much all the PVC is and all the retail profit is for each of the things?
Yes. Okay. If you go to the bottom of the Tower Garden page at teamjp.net,
okay,
you'll see that is a copy from the new 2012 distributor application. And you'll see that the Tower Garden itself carries 270 PVC. And for those who aren't familiar with PVC, that's the basis for calculation of commissions and bonuses. So the sales coordinator commission of 22%, a sales coordinator like our son Kevin, who made his first sale of a Tower Garden, as I said before, and delivered it today, he will have received, because he ordered it long enough ago, 22% of 270. And the other items which also carry PVC are the Tower Tonic. So as an existing customer or Juice Plus rep orders more Tower Tonic to replace what they've already used, the 23.97 PVC for that Tower Tonic order. There's 41.97 PVC for the extension kit, which gives you two more segments of a tower garden, extending the height from 4 feet, just over 4 feet, to 6 feet in height. There's, and also the tomato cage, which will be a very popular item for, I think most people will get a tomato cage, and that's 35.97 PVC.
Okay, perfect.
And then you can see the preferred customer price for each of those items, $4.99 and so on. The installment price for the Tower Garden. It's interesting they don't provide the installment price for the other items. Oh, no, because those are spread out over the 12 months. So I don't know why.
You can only get them at the same time as the garden.
Yeah, that's right. But why wouldn't they show the 12-month installment price for when they do order them as part of the Tower Garden order? I don't know. Anyway. I guess you just divide those by 12. So that's the answer to the question, Janet. And
yes.
And in just to clarify, at the bottom there, for anyone doing a fast track, term 110 in the first 30 days or first 60 days, they can count up to 30% of their 2,000 PVC as Tower Garden PVC or the opposite. They can count Tower Garden PVC as up to 30% of that total of 2,000 PVC. So anyone doing the 10-1-10, I think they should have at least one, if not two, Tower Gardens included in their 10-1-10, because they can have a total of 666.66 PVC, if my brain is working correctly, as Tower Garden PVC, and that's very roughly two Tower Gardens, including some of those accessories.
Perfect. Good. Oh, yeah, I've found it now, the Tower Garden PVC. I mean, it's right here.
Right at the bottom, yep.
Yep.
Okay, anyone else got any questions or other comments? Yes.
I have a question. This is Mona from Houma, Louisiana.
Hey, Mona.
Hi. My Tower Garden is on its way, but my question is, I watched the video with the CBS video about the restaurant with the Tower Garden salad garden on the rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that he didn't have anything covering all his tower gardens. And I was told by someone that you have to prevent the rain from hitting the tower gardens. Is that correct?
No. Okay, well, no. You certainly do not need to protect your tower garden against rain. Now, if you're going to have a very, very heavy rainstorm, you know, a torrential downpour,
okay,
then it might be worth standing out there with an umbrella covering the tower garden.
While you get
you want to avoid getting hit by lightning, however. So.
the tower will not be hit by lightning. I might be.
The umbrella.
Well, I'm not concerned about the lightning. The person who told me this said because if the rain hits the tower garden, that it would mess up the talking about the water. The
pH?
Yes, it would mess up the pH of the water.
Yeah, I thought
well,
initially as
well.
Well,
no. It won't mess up the pH. Here's the deal, Mona. You have to check the pH every week in the early stages and twice a week once your plants have reached maturity anyway. So if you get a heavy downpour, and, you know, not much water is going to get into the tower from a heavy downpour.
I've cleaned one, and it seemed like it's pretty much a sealed system except for where the plants go into. And
that's right, the little pods.
Like a huge hole.
Yeah, the little pods where the plants sit. Yeah, some water, some rain could seep in, but it's got to seep in through the rock wall cube and maybe slide down the back of the pod into the... Yes, I mean, yes, you can get some rainwater in there, but, you know, hey, rainwater is about the best quality water that we can ever, ever get.
Absolutely.
From any source. That's what God provides, right? So.
Absolutely. That's what I was thinking. I was like, okay.
So I have no concerns about that. Anyone else got a comment?
Can I make a comment, Meg?
Yeah.
We've had a torrential downpour since I had the towers, and it wasn't any problem. It did kind of fill up the water a bit. And what I did when I topped it up the next time, which was several days later, I made my tonic just a little bit stronger because I knew it had got watered down. Only
yeah,
a little,
there you go.
You know, an extra 20 mil or something in the 2 gallons. So, you know, I think you'll be absolutely fine, Mona. To be honest, the biggest worry for your tower is wind. Wind does
yeah.
more damage to
yeah.
it than rain.
Because
yeah,
of the
yeah. fair comment.
Just because if the plants are quite big, they can get dashed around. You know, especially the lettuce. You know, we had one really big storm, and I was kind of, I couldn't sleep all night worrying about my tower. And in actual it was really fine. It was kind of full of water because I hadn't put, you know, not every little socket was full of plants. But it was fine, and some of the lettuce was just a little bit draggled, but I just ate it.
That's the worst thing that can happen. You're forced to eat your produce.
Oh, my God.
What kind of a mother are you that you eat your babies?
Eat your babies. Okay, we won't follow that train of thought.
Okay, no, I won't either.
No, you know, this is a good conversation because the two things that we have to get very used to are checking the pH and topping up the reservoir. And, you know, as it gets hotter and hotter in Louisiana and Texas and Arizona and Florida, and even here, we get 90-plus degrees in July and August. The hotter it gets, the more evaporation you'll experience, the more you'll have to top up your water. And Rachel's approach is great because you will always top up your water with the right amount of the tonic in that water you're topping it up with. And so if you know you've seen your level, the water level rise, you know, like half an inch because of a heavy rainstorm, then you just add a little bit more tonic. The other cool thing is, from experience, that you know when you have a pH problem, you know when you have a nutrient problem, because your plants will tell you. Your plants speak to you, just like Janet. Yeah. Your plants spoke to you, right, Janet?
Yeah.
And you'll see them droopy.
I'm gardening, so
you love gardening, Mona?
Oh yeah, I'm a gardener, so you know when
that's awesome.
Plants are talking to me about what's going on, but I've never done this type of gardening. And my next question would be, do you think it would hurt to have it inside of like a greenhouse where the sun could still get to it and I wouldn't have to worry about the wind and the rain and all that?
Is anyone on the call, still on the call, who has a greenhouse and who has experience with greenhouses? So if Laura's still on, I know you do.
I have a tower garden in the greenhouse, but definitely I'm going to put mine in over December, January, February of next year. Definitely,
yes.
I'll put mine in my greenhouse. It's a big greenhouse. Definitely, there won't be a problem.
Okay.
You know,
I was thinking, too, it would protect it from all the elements, and then in the wintertime, I could still be growing, too, because...
Now, if you have a tower garden in a greenhouse in Louisiana or any of those states where you get a lot of very high temperatures and hot sun in summertime, then that's not a good idea, because I'm very sure that in the summertime you'll find that everything will burn up.
Well, summer you'll also get red spider because of stress. You can only put it into a greenhouse in winter, down south.
Right. So lots of reasons not to use a greenhouse in midsummer, certainly, but other times of year, yeah, makes good sense. Yeah, we haven't used it yet, but we have a small portable plastic greenhouse that we're going to use to provide some protection for our tower garden plants during probably the back end of April right through to early June, some protection against night frosts and winds and so on. So, you know, we will be learning based on the different weather conditions in different parts of the country at different times of year, and a lot of that knowledge has already, some of it has already been captured and will be made available through the Resource Center at the towergarden.com website once we have access to that. So great questions, Mona.
I'm
excited for you.
Can I tell Mona another thing, Mick? Because, you know, you say you're a gardener. I planted some small plants directly into the tower and directly into the ground at the same time as a direct comparison, and it is you can't even compare the size. They're at least twice the size in the tower. But more importantly, my ones in the ground have already got bugs that's eaten a lot of the leaves. Yeah. I haven't had anything on the tower at all. And they're only like, you know, 6 feet away from each other.
Wow.
Okay, well, the ones in the ground, if you will sprinkle diatomaceous earth around them, the bugs will leave them alone, and it's a natural... thing. It has no chemicals in it.
Oh, thank you.
Good advice. Anybody else got some questions?
Yes, I have a question about the tonic. How often are you, or how long is it lasting for those that have already been long-term?
Last summer, the tonic that came with the tower garden lasted the entire 6 month growing season here.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Now, that will vary tremendously because, you know, if you're in Texas and you're seeing tremendous evaporation and you're having to add a lot more water, then, well, actually, no, because you don't necessarily... The higher the evaporation rate, you're losing water, but you're not losing nutrients.
It's concentrating.
So, in fact, it's concentrating. So, with a high evaporation rate, you're not always going to add nutrients at the same rate that you would... earlier or later in the year. So you can tell from my answer that we don't have an answer for everything yet, but it's all a matter of
experiment at this point.
Experimentation, yeah, totally.
Mick, they do mention that in the Tar Garden booklet, that with high evaporation, you don't add nutrient.
That's right. Every
and,
time.
Or you add it at a much lower rate.
Yeah, typically every other time or even one out of three times.
That's right.
And again, the plants will tell you when they're not getting enough.
Okay.
They even tell you when you're getting when they're getting too much, too many nutrients, because you'll see the lettuce leaves, for instance, going yellow.
Yes.
Okay, some other questions.
Comment on your garden banner. It's beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
What
I can't take credit, Sandy.
Sharon Hyde.
Sharon Hyde created her banner, and I just took that design and changed the wording slightly. But yeah.
Is it on plastic or what, a roll-up plastic, or what is it on?
Yes, yes. Okay. I've ordered it from Vistaprint. I've requested the outside external quality plastic because it's heavier duty, thicker, stronger. And I think it's going to do just fine.
So you just take them a disc?
I'm sorry?
Did you just take them a disc to copy, a floppy?
No. It's all done online. Go to vistaprint.com, click on banner.
Oh,
You can upload the image, the JPEG, from where I link to it at this page, and go for it.
Okay.
They even provide a very cool alternative to grommets. I hate grommets, and they provide at a very, very, very cheap rate corner pieces which strengthen the corners and allow you to hang it from rope, string, or bungee cords.
Okay.
Okay. Other questions?
Do you know if there's any DVD in the pipeline from head office? From Promo Plus.
Oh, NSA will be providing a DVD, I am certain, and I am 99% certain it will be at conference in Phoenix.
Okey-doke. Sounds great.
You know, this is a product which, as I said before, has such a wealth of experience behind it, has media coverage second to none behind it, and so they've been working extremely hard to get everything ready. If there isn't a DVD, I wouldn't worry about it because all of those videos are available for us to download and put on our iPads and iPhones and iPods and Androids and whatever.
Okay.
Any other questions? Because if not, I'm going to call this to a halt and say toodaloo, God bless, bye-bye, and talk to you next time.
All right.
Night, Mick. Thanks.
All right. Night, Rachel. Thank you.
No.
I'm envious, Rachel.
Thanks so much.
God bless everybody. Have a great week.
Bye.